Kakosh Boker Tov, we're just going to continue with the halachot of the midot. Again, this is Siman Kuf Nun Vav. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down mitzvah shelo lachshil tam baderech v'ahinu shelo liten etzah shenu ugenet shneimar v'lifnei ve'lo titen mishol, which means that we have a mitzvah not to put a stumbling block on someone, whether it is that you're going to give them an advice, whether it's going to be a bad advice, or he says also if it's going to be that you're going to give a person an advice in order to do an averah, in any of these things, whether it's going to be a personal loss or of a spiritual loss, in any way or form, that is called giving a person bad advice. And therefore he says, a person will transgress the averah of lifnei velo tem shol, you shouldn't place the stumbling blocks. So he said, that's why you should always come and you should give good advice. And many times you should get advice from the elders, because the elders are the ones, zaken zeket shekinah chokhmah, are the ones which are wise, because they know exactly what type of advice to give without actually following. Then he says, a person should be careful from letzanut. What is letzanut? Mockery. So he says, when we're talking about the entire concept of letzanut, he says, what is letzanut? He says, when you have a group of people, or even an individual, which they are not learning Torah, or not doing wisdom, and not derech eretz, but rather all they're doing is just mocking people, making fun of people. So he says, what happens is that many times when they're doing this, they're speaking out of haughtiness, and they're coming and they're making jokes or poking fun at people. So he says, we have to be very, very careful from them and distance from them. Why? He says, because mockery, things of letzanut, it drags people into it. This is a group of people that they do not accept the Bnei HaShekhinah. And it happens is that Yisurim Ba'im Alav, which means that suffering will become upon them, and they get their parnasah is minimized, and they cause destruction to the world. He says the only type of letzanut which is actually permitted, says the Gemara Megillah, is Avodah Zarah. I still remember my Rosh Hashiva, Alav Shalom, Rabbi Ginsburg, right? They used to come on Purim, and he says that even though any letzanut was prohibited, he used to come on Purim and start making jokes about the entire concept of the Christians and everything that we have. It's actually very apropos for today. He came and he started saying about the entire philosophy behind where they go wrong, about how they think that in order to become holy, they have to abstain and they have to refrain from certain things, which we are human beings. So therefore he says, but it was actually known, whether it was during the World War or other times as well, when they actually were sending bombs and they actually destroyed many different churches, they did find a whole bunch of fetuses right underneath, right, the churches, and it all came from whether it was the priests with the nuns and all the things. But he says at the end of the day, it's a whole joke, because we know that a human being is made that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being in such a form, and therefore to come and to fool, as if say the world, or fool other people, the only ones that we are actually fooling are themselves. So he was making a lot of mockery of Avodah Zarah. That's the only thing that you're allowed to make mockery of, is Avodah Zarah. That's the only halakha to do with this. The last halakha that we'll mention is an interesting one. It's to do with chanupa. Chanupa is flattery. Now, what does it mean exactly, flattery? So he says there's two different concepts here. Number one is that besides the negativity of flattery, that if a person is going to come and they're going to be also the group of flatteries, they don't get chelek olam haba, they don't see the penei shekhinah, and it brings a lot of different things. Is tefillot or not answered as well? He says there are two things. One of them is that if you see somebody doing something negative, and you come and you say it's good what you're doing. So if you come right now, you see somebody, whether it's they're doing an avirah, or they're making a big machloket, or they're doing certain things, and you say, kol hakavod, it's good. That is the one flattery that we said that is 100% false, which is 100% negative. Another one is, he says, if you're going to go to a person and you're going to butter him up, you're going to come, you're going to suck up to them, and after, why are you doing this exactly? You're sucking up to him so that when finally he comes and he relies upon you, and now after you already have him in your net, he's already, as if to say, relying upon you, now you're going to trick him, or you're going to steal from him, or you're going to do all these things from him. That is the other flattery, which is also going to be negative. So in each one of these things, a person has to be very, very careful. He does bring here of the Yireim, that he says that anybody that's going to hear something negative, or he sees something which is negative, and he just says it's good, or he keeps quiet, he says not because of fear, or not because of anything else, but just because of Resh Levo, or he thinks that he doesn't want to start up, or whatever. So he says, at the end of the day, this is called Khanifa. This is called that he is flattering the person. So therefore, just like if something really hurts, you're going to come and you're going to say something about it, do not keep quiet. If something's bothering you, the same halacha would apply here. That if we see somebody doing something which is wrong, we would not be quiet, and we would actually say something to them, right? Because if not, we are actually flattering them. So therefore, these are the two different halachot to do with flattery, that a person should also be very, very, very careful. Obviously, Lina, that we continue tomorrow with every single time, there's more midot that it continues bringing down here in the Mishnah Berurah.